Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom, episode 2. Don't expect us to keep counting these down. We're just trying to. We're just kind of doing this for the keep track of where we're at as we're getting started. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jason.
I'm John,
and we're happy to be here with you guys. John, you want to lead us in a prayer?
Yes, sir. I will. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. Always thank you for the opportunity to come together and get to know you better, Father. And also to get to know each other better. And as we get to know each other, we learn ways that we can grow a relationship with you and concepts that will help us in our daily life. Father, thank you for this, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you. Very awesome.
Thanks, man.
As always.
Appreciate it.
Had a couple things. I know we both have a couple things that we kind of want to touch on. One of them... that I think me and you both decided was a pretty important topic was the reason why we're doing this.
Yeah, I don't know that there's any bigger topic than the purpose.
Yeah,
right.
And well, that's a big one. You know,
it's a pretty big topic, really. Because I mean, if you really look in our relationship with God and what happens here, that it even describes. We talked last week about Romans 5:3 and about the challenges and the being joyous about challenge. It literally describes pain as having a purpose.
Yeah.
Right. There's a purpose for your pain. And you might hear people say that from time to time, but they're grabbing it from scripture, really.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the pain that you're feeling today can't compare it to the joy that's coming tomorrow. I heard a wise person say one time that the fruit is in the valley.
Yeah.
Right. Which means once you're on the mountaintop, you don't need that fruit anymore.
Yeah.
So while you're in the valley, while you're in the struggle, that's where the fruits come from.
Yeah.
And the evidence of that fruit comes on the mountaintop.
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Much wiser than me, obviously. Yeah.
That's a little out of my realm. That's a good one.
You know, one of the things we talked about, honestly, man, and I think this is probably first and foremost, whether this reaches one other person or not, or 100 million, it doesn't matter to me. But for our own mental well-being, I mean, just the ability to sit down for however long it is, whatever, you know, we don't put a time limit on it. We just kind of go. But being able to bear ourselves to each other at minimum takes so much weight off.
Yeah, the stress level that comes from that just kind of, like, you can feel it, the decompression.
Yeah, yeah. Your spine loosens up a little bit.
Yeah, everything kind of starts to stretch back out. You're not walking so slumped over, you know what I mean?
Right. Did you have a Merry Christmas, by the way?
Absolutely, absolutely. Always. Service was great.
It was.
You know? We had a great little get-together for the movies.
Yeah, you know we did. We got to see Aquaman.
Yeah.
I started crying when the brothers were talking. I'm not going to lie.
It was pretty good, yeah. It was really good.
Yeah.
And how was yours?
It was really pretty good.
Yeah.
As uneventful could be. I spent the day, not the whole day, but about 3 hours at the in-laws yesterday doing stuff around their house.
Yeah.
Took them their gifts for Christmas because we were already done, right? Christmas morning, we had nothing to do. Our family had already done their thing. We had done our stuff with her family. We'd done my brother. All that stuff was over. So all we had to do was go take the in-laws, their Christmas gifts, and they had some things that they needed done that they were too stubborn to ask for that I finally gave in and said, okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you gonna let me or not?
Yeah, so I finally did all that. But it was good, man.
Yeah. We didn't get done until about 9:30 last night.
Yeah.
That was our last hoorah.
Last little.
Yeah. Well, that, a lot of that was self-inflicted, too, you know. Had everybody over there, everybody's wanting to finish watching the game. And, no, this, that, and the other.
Sad ending to a game.
Yeah.
Not sad. I mean, the fact that they even put that game in position to win. The Cowboy game is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
We're not going to get into that, dang it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened in the Broncos game.
Oh, dude, that's, yeah. We're terrible. We're terrible.
Y'all didn't take advantage of a Chiefs loss?
No. Man, we come back. I think we were down like 20.
Wow.
2-7 or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And we come back and tied it up. We had to get two touchdowns and two point conversions to tie it.
Wow.
And we did that. And then Patrick Surtain got burned. He got mossed. And gave up a big first down, dude. And they were in field goal range, and they kicked it and won.
Yeah, we got, you know, bust the Jerome Bettis thing. They just ran it down our throats to end the game, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
it is what it is.
Man. Sorry to get completely off of topic here.
Yeah. This all just goes back to the only downside I really had about Christmas is watching my team tie it up just to choke.
Yeah, I watched my team take the lead just to choke. Yeah. Yeah. Same. Oh, well, it's all right. Yeah, move on.
It happens.
I have come to a point in my life where, you know, what's more important, right? We've talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being a fan or cheering on or any of those things, you know what I mean? There's nothing – I don't think God frowns upon enjoying that. But when you put that above him, that's different.
Yeah.
Right? And when people talk about sin, I think that – well, I know that sin can be anything. Anything can be sinful if it takes the place of God in your life, right?
Yeah, or disrupts your relationship with God.
I mean,
there's several things I think a lot of men do that they don't realize that's separating them, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of habits and addictions,
sure,
you know, that totally separate you from what you need to do. You know, you don't necessarily wake up and pray like you're supposed to, or go to bed and pray before you go to bed like you're supposed to when you're tanked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Most of the time
you just gotta remember to take it and to try to stay in that mental awareness enough where you know what you're doing when it comes time to have your silent time with God, you know?
Right. Like it goes into that conversation we started with why is this important to you?
Yeah.
And it's to share with others, like, what that looks like.
Yeah.
And look, I'm going to get on a soapbox in a minute because there's one thing that I cannot stand, and I think it's because there is a misconception amongst every person. Not every person. There are some that understand this, but there's a whole bunch that don't.
Yeah.
Christian and non-believer alike, that are looking at people to be perfect just because they're followers of Christ.
Yeah.
And look, if you're looking at any other person and expecting perfection, you are going to be let down.
Oh, yeah. You might as well gouge your eyes out because you're looking in the wrong places.
Absolutely, right? So that's kind of one of the topics for me today, and it's just the perfection that people expect, right?
Yeah.
What we're doing right now, I already know that there's going to be a bunch of hate, right? And a bunch of people that are going to say, well, you're not supposed to do that, or you're not supposed to do this, or you're not supposed to do that. I would tell you one thing. If you're living your life looking at me like that, you don't understand this at all.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not about me.
Yeah, and also if someone knows a past version of you, if they have something to say, they're... Yeah. Totally misconstrued, you know? I mean...
Look, I'm not...
People change daily.
Yeah.
You know
moment
I mean?
By moment at times, right? And look, I am not the man that I was yesterday, even.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not the man that I was a decade ago or 20 years ago or, well, 30 years ago. I was a teen.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not that same person for a lot of different reasons. For one, you know, some of which is personal growth through learning hard things.
Yeah.
But for the biggest part of my life, the last decade, the largest margin of growth, which has been in the last decade, is all because of my walk with Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you'll hear people come at you and it, you know, again, I'm going to go back to that. You know, I may let a foul word slip, which is pretty, it's probably not uncommon, you know?
Yeah.
For me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it just depends on who's around me. Because if I'm by myself, it's going to be more than one, you know?
Sure, right.
If I really do something dumb, and especially if I hurt myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no one's around. There's a whole lot of them getting fired out there.
What
you know?
Was that, the alter ego of fornicate?
Yeah.
You know,
that's my biggest fan right there.
You know, things like that, or that I enjoy adult beverages, or, you know, whatever, or I get angry, or I occasionally find another female attractive, or whatever. Look, all those things are, you're not supposed to do those things. Yeah. You're not supposed to think about those things. It is what it is.
It's human nature. The biggest part about it is putting yourself in a position where you don't have to deal with that.
Right.
Don't put yourself in that position.
Absolutely. I had this conversation earlier today with my wife, and we were talking about it. You know, somebody saying, well, that's not very Christ-like or whatever. And the point to me is, like, look, God and his word are a lamp unto our feet, right? That means that there's a guide to our path. And the whole point is to know. This whole thing is about knowing when you're off the path.
Yeah.
Right? So I get off over here, and I look to my left, and I go, oh, the light's over there.
Yeah.
Let me get back over there. Yeah.
You start noticing it getting a little more, like the shadows getting casted a little darker as you're walking, yeah.
Right. You start to recognize when you're off the path. That's part of this. It's not about perfection. You will not ever achieve it.
Yeah.
Ever. Only one did.
Oh,
and he paid a hell of a price for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And this is a big, big soapbox topic for me because, I know doing this, it's going to come with hatred. It's going to come with people who don't understand. And it's going to come with people who have their standards. I'm not living up for their standards, man. Yeah. I'm looking at Christ. He is my advocate, period. Yeah. I'm covered by the blood. End of discussion.
Focus there. I mean, you have to. If you focus on Christ, then if he is with you, who can be against you?
That's it, man. That's it.
This is a kind of a sad day in the age that we live in, because everybody is so judgmental.
Oh my goodness!
And the way that they can be judgmental, they can reach hundreds of thousands of people in a matter of a day by posting something very negative about somebody, or you know, bullying, you know, of course kids getting bullied and stuff online. Yeah. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
They can totally destroy your reputation or your livelihood or all because you're a follower. I mean,
yeah.
They can start totally just breaking you down and destroying you.
Yeah. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
I mean, I am too.
Here's the part about it. There's nothing you can say to me that I haven't said to myself standing 18 inches away from a mirror while I'm shaving. I have always been probably my worst critic. So anything that anybody has to say, in all honesty, I don't think they can be half as brutal to me as I am to myself. And we all know that. I mean, especially for men, we're all our biggest critics.
Yeah. But
people can say what they want to say. I mean,
yeah.
I know who I am. I know what I'm doing.
Right. So coming back from that concept of why this is important to us, right?
Yeah.
And showing why it's so important to us and proving that it's important to us by persevering through the trolls.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call them, the negative Nancys, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, whoever.
All the hate mail.
Yeah. Isaiah 54:17, but in that coming day, no weapon formed against you will prosper. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. So what the, what does that mean to me? It means there will be voices and there will be weapons.
Oh, yeah.
But I've already beat those, you know what I mean? And it really, the last line of this scripture says, these benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. And I love this part. I, the Lord, have spoken. Right? Yeah. And we talk a lot about the power of our voice and the power of our words. And then you hear God say something in that regard about you and me, about, hey, look dude, you better be ready.
That totally opens up the, like, the unseen promise I think a lot of us forget about.
Right.
That right there sheds light on it. Like, we're favored. I mean, we can have our rough times and we can have our downfalls. As long as you're keeping your eyes fixed on Christ, I know that you're walking the right path. You're doing the right things.
Right. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to get off path.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And that's what my soapbox topic was about. It's like, look, man, I'm probably going to get off course.
Yeah.
Not probably. It's going to happen.
Yeah. We talked about that last week, about how both of us had such a terrible week.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's – I think both of us pretty much, you know, swan-dived off the path, you know.
I did. I told God I quit. I told him I was done. I didn't have it in me anymore.
Yeah.
Right? We talked about having so much on my plate. And I don't like being referred to as the leader, but I do understand that somebody has to be the focal point, right? Yeah. And that's kind of always my response. Not always. That's just kind of been my responsibility.
Well, you're pretty well naturally good at that.
Thanks,
man. That role. So it's, I mean, I don't think it's, somebody's going to have to kind of bring something to the table every now and then, you know, like when we'd say prayers and stuff, I'll step in, but it's usually only because something's impacted me that day and I'm actually feeling what I'm saying. For the most part, I can't quite gather my words fast enough. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe that's just not one of your gifts, you know what I mean? But you have plenty of gifts, man.
Oh, yeah. We we all do. I mean, that's part of what this is about. I mean, bringing our gifts to help other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to touch on about why this was so important, you know, people always struggle with God's will, you know. I wanted to do it mainly to prove that I could do God's will willingly,
right?
I'm not a benefactor of doing this, you know what I mean? This is strictly something that we had talked about doing just to try to help people. I mean, we're the only thing we're getting out of this is the joy of knowing that we are helping other people. There's no prize. No one's coming and padding our pockets. We're not doing any of this for any of that.
Nope.
This is just strictly, I mean, two dudes just wrapping it up, trying to help anybody. I mean,
right.
And some people may listen to us and be like, hey, man, these guys are babbling. But someone may listen to us and be like, hey, man, these guys know what, I mean, hey, I'm right there with you. I'm walking that. I'm struggling
with
that too.
Yeah. Or I have seen that.
Yeah.
Well, and like I said, look, I'm up for it. If there's somebody listening that has better input,
oh yeah,
or has something that they can teach me, by all means, do it.
Please, but hit the Q&A.
Yes, you know, do it. But you're not going to do it in a hating way. You do it in a loving way, and it'll reach people. If you do it in a hateful way, it will not. Yeah. I promise you that.
Yeah.
Or it will, but it'll reach the wrong kind of people.
Yeah,
and that's not what I'm out here for. I'm out here. I'm on these streets for God's glory, man. That's it. And like you talked about, and whatever it could or could not become doesn't matter to me. The purpose of this is for simply that.
This is strictly.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is strictly just a This and as it is right now, this is still an experimental thing. We're still trying to figure this out. I mean, yeah. Anybody that listens to that first episode, they know. I mean,
we're just rumbling, bumbling, stumbling, baby.
Yeah, it's as raw as you can get. We ain't got nothing, man. We got a really awesome fort we're hanging out in. You know?
That's right, dude.
But
and I don't want anybody to see it because they'll be wanting my fort.
They can't copy us, man. They cannot copy us. But my 8-year-old me is totally wanting to kick my grown-up me right in the freaking keister because he's like, you're not hanging out in there enough, you know?
Yeah, right. Hey, look, at this point, it's just about enjoying it. And I do – it kind of goes back to the scripture we stand on, enjoying the struggle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're in the phase of – beginning, and in the beginning everything's always a little bit exciting. Yeah. You know what I mean? But this is going to get drudgery at some point, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to do an episode a week or put something out there once a week, you know, and all that kind of stuff,
just to kind of try to keep the crowd engaged. I mean,
yeah, but I still think that, you know, growth doesn't stop. Relational growth doesn't stop, and it's not like life stops. Even though we're talking a lot or we're seeing each other, you know, once, twice a week at minimum.
Yeah.
Life doesn't stop happening. You know what I'm saying? And our growth process with Christ doesn't stop happening. Our pathway isn't ended just because we've had some revelations. We're still walking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I think that that's what will keep it fresh, is just the ability to know that we're still going through life.
Plus two, I mean, I think that both of us work. I mean, we kind of, like, our work kind of is similar, but the difference is the quantity of people you have to deal with a day.
Yeah.
The difference for me is the quality of people I have to deal with through the day.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that those two combined are really going to kind of help open our eyes to you know, it'll stay fresh. I mean, you look at what you deal with every day and you look at what I deal with every day, bringing the two together, it's going to stay pretty fresh.
I think so too.
You know what I mean?
The other thing too, like about, you know, proving this is you're doing that you can do God's will willingly. Like are you proving it? You're really proving it to yourself. Cause I think that's God it. Already knows, right? God that's already it. Knows what you're willing to do. And he's been, the Holy Spirit's been speaking to you. That's why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Right. But the fact that you're doing it out of no coercion and you're not thinking about hell.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because we talked about that too.
You know, look, it's part of the story. The hell is part of the story. But by God's grace, I'm covered, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really scared of hell.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I don't want to know what that's – I don't know what separation from God forever is going to feel like. I don't want to know what that's like. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm afraid of that, but I'm not afraid of receiving it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
You don't feel like that's going to be your punishment in the end of all this. It's like you have that anchored feeling that heaven awaits.
Heaven
yeah.
awaits.
I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's good news. I mean, that's totally good news. I'm still struggling because, of course, you know, I'm – still very, very new to this. I mean,
for sure.
My walk hasn't started to really get intense until, you know, about 8 or 9 months ago. And it, from that point on, everything has just really been like kind of dominoing for me.
Yeah.
So I still have those moments of doubt where I'm like, man, I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen to me? Because I catch myself doing, like when I say doing, like saying, like blasphemous things to myself.
Sure.
And then I also catch myself believing those things.
Sure.
Which is, I mean, that's.
No doubt, man. I mean, you're no worse than anybody else. Let me tell you this, man. I've been on this walk a long time. You know what I mean? Sometimes more intense than others, right? Yeah. Sometimes more engaged than others, and I still to this day have my doubts.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Doubt, fear, and unbelief come into us. It comes into that what we heard from church this week in the message about, you know, your doubt, fear, and unbelief can literally, it can block God.
Yeah.
God can do anything. He can conquer anything, but you won't allow it. so he can't do it. Yeah. Right? And I know that's a weird thought because God can force you to love him, but he doesn't want to. He wants that to naturally happen, right?
Yeah, he wants an organic relationship with you. He wants to know that it was your choice.
Right.
He doesn't, I mean, he doesn't
this ain't
want
slavery.
To, yeah, exactly. Just kind of to touch on that. Yeah, that's an awesome, awesome thing. I had to pull it up. Sorry.
You're good. Everybody knows we're sliding into first on this bad boy.
So, 'cause you started talking about that and, you know, magnify God, with thanksgiving and, magnify God, not your problems. You know what I mean?
Yes.
One thing I think that a lot of people forget is that Jesus did come. He came to bring us peace.
Right.
That was like when he said that, I was just like, oh. You know, and it's really hard to, I think for, especially for me, it's really hard to kind of digest because when I look at it, how the, like the waters are always churning in me.
Yeah.
There's nothing peaceful in me. And to sit and, for him to say that, you know, Jesus came to bring peace, that is one of those that kind of really hit me. And that it hit me in a really crazy way because I just can't, I mean, I'm like a duck, you know, I'm floating smooth on the water, but underneath, man, it's all kinds of turmoil going on, you know.
All kinds of turmoil, for sure. There's no babbling brooks inside of our hearts. There are Niagara Falls, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're talking about God's peace, man, it describes it perfectly in Philippians 4:7. Then you'll experience God's peace. Peace which surpasses all understanding. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ. So that's what we're looking for, right? That's a promise. And I think that... Man, we can go really deep on that too, but when we decide that this is the pathway, right, it's not. The problem is people expect that life is just going to be easy now.
Yeah, no. No. If anything, I feel like it kind of gets harder.
Absolutely. Look at what happened to the disciples after Christ.
Yeah.
Look at it, man. Look, Paul got stoned and survived.
I think too, part of the reason that for me I started feeling like it was getting harder is because I started noticing times that I felt like the enemy was attacking me.
Yeah.
Because I was seeing the good that was coming of things, but I could see the negativity getting drawn into my mind. You know what I mean? And I think that's why it's so hard is because people think, yeah, you're walking a better life. You're doing all these things and you're doing them all right. But there's now you have someone else interested in fighting for your soul.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if you ain't walking right, he knows he's got you. He don't need to fight for you. So he's going to leave you alone. So there's not so much chaos going on in your life.
Yeah.
You start walking with God, man. I tell you, that SOB is going to come out and throw everything at you.
And he's afraid of you. You know what I mean? Because he knows what you're capable of, too. Right? God knows what you're capable of. He designed you to be capable of it, right?
Yeah.
The enemy knows what you're capable of, too, especially when you take hold of that.
Yeah.
Right? So... He's definitely afraid. He's afraid of what will happen if you fully commit, if you fully engage.
Yeah.
Again, that doesn't mean you're going to be perfect.
Yeah.
But man, what a weapon you will be against him, right? Because no weapon formed against us will prosper. It doesn't say no weapon formed against him will prosper because it will.
Yeah.
It's already been done. You know
what I'm saying? I think as a living sacrifice, we're the ultimate weapon.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's a great, not many people talk.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Talk about the living sacrifice. There's scripture on it too.
I think we are the ultimate weapon in that way. You know, we reach the people that need help and we reach the people that don't need help, But if it changes them in any way, shape, or fashion to be better or to better themselves, I mean, that's the ultimate weapon. That's what's he going to do?
He can't win.
No. It's getting deep now. We got.
It's funny that you brought up Living Sacrifice, and at first I typed it in, and the first thing that came up was Romans,
yeah,
chapter 12. It's crazy to me how often wisdom will be talked, and we'll be talking about something, a wise thought, or something like that, and it goes back to Romans.
Yeah,
I find it a lot.
Yeah,
it's
almost every single thing we talk about.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's singularly really the most impactful book of the Bible for me.
Like, yeah.
I understand the whole Bible is very important and very impactful, but that specific book has walked with me and walked me through so many things in life,
yeah,
that I just always radiate towards it. And then we'll talk and I'll be like, oh, I know the scripture, but I don't know where to find it. And then I type it in and boop, yeah. Romans.
Yeah. That's why you know the scripture.
Right. Romans chapter 12. It gave me the whole thing. We're not going to go through the whole thing. But and so, brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. So,
yeah,
do your best to stay on the path. Yep. It's hard.
Give yourself, I mean.
Forgive yourself?
No, give yourself.
Oh, okay.
Give yourself. Oh, yeah, you have to forgive yourself too, but you got to give yourself to Christ. You have to. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not saying like you have to give yourself. I'm not trying to like hammer that thought on anybody. What I'm saying is like you willingly, like you just feel like you have, like I just feel like I have to. Like, I feel like that's what I wake up every day and want to do. I feel like that. I feel like I have to. And I don't feel like there's someone standing over me with a sword saying, hey, I'm going to behead you if you don't give yourself to Christ.
Right.
It's coming naturally with me now.
Yeah.
It's like every day I wake up and I get disappointed in myself if I don't take a couple minutes out in the morning and say a prayer. I'm like, when I go to work, I'm really disappointed in myself.
Yeah.
It's like I just have this feeling like, man, I got to do this. I got to do this. It's not, it's a willing feeling.
Yeah. And submission is part of the deal, right? It's part of the relationship. You cannot, I don't know, let's see if I can articulate this in a way that is spiritual. It's kind of like the idea that you can lead a horse to water, right?
Yeah.
But you can't make them drink.
Yeah.
Submission is part of it. Right. Are you thirsty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the water. You still have to make a choice.
Yeah, you still gotta make the choice to stick your tongue out and take a drink.
It's about submission. And some people, a lot of people I think are always worried about what's gonna be taking away from them. You know what I mean? Because they're not allowed. It's all about rules and what we can and can't do. Man, if that's all you see, you are missing the point.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not all about the rules. It's about the amazing power of God's love.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Like we're fighting from a position of victory.
That's
what everybody needs to understand.
You've already won.
You've already won.
It doesn't mean, look.
Just live it out.
It doesn't mean that life is going to be easy. It also doesn't mean that... It still means you're fighting from a position of victory, even though you're struggling here.
Yeah.
Right? This is a life that we have to live, and there's something that we are here to do.
Yeah.
Every single one of us, right? Every single one of us has a purpose. It goes to the point that why we're doing this, another reason why this is so important, is because there are people that only I am going to be capable of reaching.
Yeah.
And only you're going to be capable of reaching. And this is just a medium. Right, it's a platform, an ability, a way. Thank God we live in this era where this is easy.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, if you want it to be good, it's not really easy. If you want it to be awesome, it's really not easy. But it's really pretty freaking easy.
Yeah, if you I think if you want it for what we're trying to use it for, it's extremely easy.
Extremely. You know, there's not a lot of frills.
No, we don't have anybody. We don't have anybody looking up anything that we're doing. We don't, hey, look this up for me. And then we get to keep rapping, you know. No, that's not what we have going on.
No, I'm doing that.
we don't have 14 different sponsors every 30 seconds, you know, trying to. It's
you know, maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know that. You know what I mean? And I don't know if I ever want that. I don't know.
Here's the part about it. As long as it stays as natural and as organic as it can be,
mm-hmm.
It's whatever.
The truth is,
I just don't want it to be. I don't want it to be so commercialized. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that. I feel like it's a job.
Yeah, it has to stay this.
Yeah, right? You know, like this is fun. I mean, this is really fun for me. I mean, I think it's really fun for you too. We talk about it all the time. Just the sheer fact that we get to sit here and speak our minds and get things off our chest. And people may listen to it.
Right.
Me and you are listening to it together no matter what.
Right.
So it's we're getting it off our chest with me and you.
Yeah.
But there may be someone else out there listening to it. There may be someone may listen to it and they may want to get something off their chest. I mean, yeah.
And that's the goal.
As long as it stays that way.
Yeah. You know, well, it's all about being humble, right? Staying in the humility piece of it. You know, I'm really bad about it's part of receiving praise. Like, I'm really bad about receiving praise because it's really uncomfortable for me. And I'm trying to learn how to respond. You know, it just makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, when somebody tells me, man, that was awesome, or man, you do a really good job, or you know, whatever. It's just like, thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't
you
do
gotta
it.
Get that out of your head, though.
Yeah, I don't do it on purpose. I really don't.
You gotta kind of like let it go. L-I-G it, man. L-I-G it.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Because there's a, like, I wish you could see you through my eyes.
I know, right? I wish I could see me through God's eyes, right?
Like, because you would understand the difference in how you feel about yourself. Just like I wish I could see myself through my wife's eyes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, I wake up every day and I'm like, my wife's married to me. Like, boy, did I level up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But she looks at me and she's like, how did I get so lucky? I'm like, phew. Like, have you looked at me lately? I mean, like, have you walked around with me? Have you listened to me talk? I mean, like, really? I'm the lucky one.
You're supposed to pick up the heads up penny. You picked up the heads down penny. Yeah. Yeah. No, you know what? And I feel that way too. Look, my wife is my biggest supporter, period, man. Yeah. She is my ride or die, 100%. I fully expect that as this continues to grow and whatever, like, she's going to... Everybody that we know is going to hear about this, and everybody I don't know is going to hear about this thing. Yeah. And that's great because more opportunities to help people. But, you know, hopefully at some point we'll get to a point where we can have a guest here and there. I don't want it to be that way all the time. I don't think that's right. I think that the conversation has
conversation
to stay.
Stays pretty, pretty. And when plus two, we both know where we're wanting this to go.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, just kind of touch on what you were talking about with everybody hearing about this. We talked about this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Before, we talked about this several times.
Yeah.
About how there are going to be people out there we don't want to hear this, or not that we don't want them to hear this, but we don't really want them to hear what we're saying.
Yeah.
Because it may be misconstrued as bad mouthing or we're not calling anybody out. I mean, what we're doing is we're speaking on a term of endearment. It's how people have changed our lives. Look, even if it was even if it was a bad moment, that person set you up to be where you're at right now.
Yeah. I got tons of negative stories that I could tell you that have a positive spin at the end.
Yeah.
Because they didn't start off positive, man. Yeah. Look, the story of Christ don't start off too positive either, right? The story of his sacrifice is very negative. Yeah. You know? And
oh man.
But the grand outcome is a really good story.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. So it brought something to mind, but
come on with it.
I really can't because it gets a little too far out there. But it,
well, I mean, where else are we going to do it?
It does bring up a point that, I want to kind of touch on, I guess. When you look at like the people that we may not name drop, but maybe referencing.
Yeah.
As bad as things might have been through that time.
Yeah.
Like all of the things that I did, like, people did to me, and it set me up to be in the best position I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not, I can't be mad.
It's all part of the process, right?
Yeah. I can't be mad. I can't be mad at all.
And I think that
I'm actually thankful.
Yeah.
You know what
we
I mean?
We can rejoice too. In a
crazy way. I mean, as crazy as that sounds, I'm actually thankful. I'm still trying to understand this being at peace.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. I'm not out of control anymore.
Sure.
I used to be just plumb freaking out of control.
Right.
And that was the part that was like super scary for me.
Well, at times in an out of control way, then at sometimes, you know, life is on the line, you know, lives can be on the line, not just yours even.
Yeah. Everybody's. Everybody around me. Everybody around me was like, Jesus, man, this dude. But I was just totally I held grudges. I was angry. I mean, everything. Yeah. Anything any emotion that you can possibly have in the most negative way ever was what I was having, and I was having all of them at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, all day every day too. Not like never had any. So I was just totally out of control. And like you know a lot of my past, my history, my backdrop. I'm still trying to lock in on the peace.
Yeah.
But at least I'm not out of control anymore.
Man, I think that you're talking about something that's, again, it's never ending. You know what I mean? Yeah. There will be moments. Hold on. Let me back that up a little bit. Look, it's about the process. As you go along in the process, you will get better at it, right? As long as you're dedicated to it, right? And you're engaged in it.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're, again, I recognize that I'm not at peace right now. Oh, the path is over there. Yeah. I need to go back over there, right? So again, I'm angry. I know I'm not supposed to be angry. Yeah. It's becoming aware of it.
Yeah.
You start to become aware that you're off the path. And then you take yourself back to the path.
Yeah.
It's like Peter walking on water, right?
Yeah.
He's doing one thing that none of us can possibly ever do.
We'll never do.
Ever. Ever. There's a lot of crazy magicians that do crazy things that are fake.
They're walking on glass platforms.
Yeah. This is
under the water.
This is real. This is real. This really happened. You know what I'm saying? In a time 2,000 years ago, they didn't have that. You know what I'm saying? 2,024 years ago. Anyhow, he's walking on water. He's doing. He is doing something miraculous.
Yeah.
But as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he started to sink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's and that's.
Have you seen that part in the Chosen yet?
No.
So.
No. We haven't got there yet.
I know, and
I know it's coming,
bro. It's crazy. So stupid freaking TikTok. Spoilers, you know what I mean? That's all that's ever on my TikTok is stuff like that. And
I'm back on that TikTok,
scene,
by the way.
I noticed. Sorry. But that scene come up. And, man, it's gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
He's like, as he sinks and he's reaching for his hand, it's just like, dude, you were right there with him. You were walking to him.
Yeah.
And then just the sheer emotion that he shows after he realizes that he took his eyes off of him.
Yeah.
Oh. Because Jesus has him wrapped up and Peter's just like, don't let me go. I'm so sorry. Don't let me go. And like, no. Dude, man, it's like, oh,
I'm going to cry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a sensitive.
Oh, yeah. It brought it actually did. So when I was watching that, it brought a tear to my eye because you can just see the sheer emotion. And that's what I love about that show is that it brings the human side of it.
Yeah.
Like we read our Bible, like at Bible study and stuff, and we talk and we do these kind of things. But when you see it with your own two eyes, how the interaction and how true they are, whatever. But it seems pretty close.
You can sure it understand seems pretty close. Why it would look like that, right?
But it seems pretty close because when you do that, and then when you watch that, and then we turn around and we read it, everything kind of lines up in that way. It just now it's visual.
It's very quick in the Bible, right? Like it's a few sentences. Like, hey, Christ, Jesus, call me out on the water if that's really you. Yeah, Peter, come on. Right?
Yeah.
And he comes, and he's walking on the water. He's like, I start to sink. Christ, Father, help me, Lord, help me. And he pulls him out of the water, tosses him in the boat, and he's like, why have you got such little faith? And then on to the next thing. And you're like, it doesn't describe emotion. It doesn't describe the humanity of it, right?
Oh, yeah. And wait till you see that scene. That scene is so – it brings out the whole human aspect of it. It is freaking insane.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go.
But we talked about how that show was doing that to us, right?
Yes.
Like how when he comes walking up and he's tired, like they're arguing over Matthew.
Yes. Yes.
And he comes walking up and he's smoked.
I mean, he's done. Yes. He's cashed.
Shows them no emotions, dude. But then at that point, you can see the look on their face. They realize after performing all those miracles how far they drifted from that.
Yeah.
Like they're over here arguing with Matthew about being a tax collector.
Yeah.
Bro, he's not a tax collector now.
Yeah.
He has been walking with you guys. I don't know how long at this point he's been walking with them, but he's been walking with them for a while.
Well, it's a 3-year journey from 30 to 33.
So, I mean, he's been walking with them for a while at this point, and he's been by y'all's side. I mean,
he's Matthew.
Yeah. But he's doing everything in his power to try to grasp this and to understand it. And
nobody gives him credit for walking away.
Yeah, from walking away from what he had.
Nobody gives him credit for that.
Wealthy.
He was doing fine.
Yeah, I mean, bro.
So nobody in that room was campfire was giving him credit for what he had done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They were all scolding him for what he was, what he had been.
Yeah, for what he had been.
Not what he's doing. You know, and I think that's what's going to happen with a lot of people nowadays.
Yeah, the other thing in that scene, whenever it came to life in our living room.
Oh, yeah.
The argument around the campfire. Yeah. But, we were able to resolve that pretty quickly. But, you know, the other thing that happened is they have Mary with them, not Mary Magdalene, the mother Mary, with them around the campfire. And she's basically like, you know, he doesn't need me anymore. He hasn't really needed me for a long time. And then he walks up smoked. Yeah. You know, he's dead
and
on his feet.
And he needs her.
He needed her. He did. She walked over to him and washed his feet and all that kind of stuff. And
it's, it's crazy.
The servant mentality.
Dude, and you look at all that. You look at how they, like, we are free. We are so spoiled. We are so freaking spoiled.
Yeah. Like, there's no debating that. I mean, I guess
and
you
we all
debate.
Sit around and cry about things we don't have. Bro, they didn't have running water.
Yeah.
They didn't have indoor plumbing.
Bro, there are places and there are still people that have to live like that. But the people in this country specifically, I don't know about the other rest parts of the world because I haven't been to all of them, but man, we got it pretty easy. Even people who don't have much of anything have a lot more than most.
Yeah. Yeah. It. Yeah. Good times create soft men.
Yeah.
That's what we're going through right now.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're going through.
We've right gone now. Through the good times.
Yeah. We've gone through the good times. Now the soft men are going to create hard times.
And I mean, they're coming.
There's no
two ways about it, man. This has happened over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Repeatedly.
Yeah.
Like my grandpa's generation, probably the, man.
The World War II generation?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Those guys. Like to sit and listen. Every now and then you'll sit and you're like, I like to sit and listen. Like when I had to, because I was getting dizzy and I had to go get my blood work drawn and everything, there was an old man in there. And him and his wife were talking and I was listening to their stories. And they were talking about just kind of not really like current times there, but they were talking about news ish kind of stuff. And their perspective on everything is so much different than how it is for us. Like they don't see all the things that are going on and think, you know, like, oh man, technology and all this stuff. Like they look at all the stuff going on and immediately they're talking about how far we're drifting.
Yeah.
Like, and it's true, but listen to sit and and I don't mean to be, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but to sit and talk to some old timers, take 10 minutes. Those guys will blow your mind away.
Yeah.
The things they've seen, the things like, I mean, I can't remember where I was at. I was at a charity benefit or something. Remember when we had all them fires several years ago? Burned up like a bunch of cattle all around the Texas Panhandle, like everything just
French caught on fire.
Yeah, everything. All the firefighters were out for like a week trying to put this thing out. Like it was just like crazy, crazy week.
Yeah.
Well, I was like this little benefit dinner thing. It's like all the proceeds for all the profit, not like they weren't just giving everything, but all the profit from all the sales, alcohol, food, didn't matter, for the whole night, were going to help the victims.
Right.
And I think it was like, it was like 70 something thousand that got raised over the course of the full day.
Right.
Like 70 something thousand dollars, I think. Got raised over the course of the whole day. There was like people bringing in cases of water, just all this like really super crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And there was this old man sitting in there just chilling and he was talking about everything and he just like, he started going off on, man, yeah, you know, like we didn't even have fire trucks back when we had fires. I'm like, well, what did you do? You know, I drug a tractor around, you know, encased it with plowed up dirt, you know, and he's going through this whole thing. And I'm just like, what the, you have it, you actually get a perspective on how things go or how they were and how things are going now.
Right.
And like, bro, we are freaking spoiled. Like this dude remembers the first time that he got to get on a car.
Oh, wow.
Like, he remembers the first time getting in a car. And I'm like,
what?
Bro, like, I can't remember a time I didn't have a car. You know what I mean?
You know, I think that it goes, and look, the purpose of this isn't ever to get too political or anything like that. You know what I mean? We're not political people by nature or anything like that. But, you know, we live in this country, and we're citizens of this country, and we are concerned about things and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to get on my soapbox about, you know, which president I'm for or not against and all that.
I think that's where a lot of people kind of lose focus. Man, this is America. The glory of being in America. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you believe in.
No.
If you're a good person, me and you can disagree on something and still be cordial with you.
Yeah.
Like, you're a Cowboys fan. I mean, I'm a Broncos fan. I mean, that's a small, minute way of comparing it, but it's still the same way. When our teams play, am I going to hate you if your team beats mine? No.
No, we're going to talk a little trash.
We're going to talk some smack, but we're still going to go on about our merry way.
Yeah, we're gonna stop doing this podcast because Cowboys beat the Broncos.
Over a football game. But no, but that's what people do now. We should be building each other up and helping each other.
Yeah.
I don't care about your political view. are you a good person? If I come to you and I try to tell you something, or if I need help, or if you need help, if you turn me away because of my political view,
shame on
I'm
you.
I'm not going to help you.
No, shame on you for that. You know what I mean? But shame on them is what I mean.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If I can help, if you're willing to let me help you, even though we disagree on something stupid, and most of the time, let me just tell you this. Most of the time, the people that are disagreeing with you, y'all all have the same, you all want the same things.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just some people believe, it's easier for people to believe other people. I mean, some person may believe someone else that I don't believe in. I don't, not believe in, but. I don't believe the spill they're giving me.
Yeah.
But I may believe this person's spill they're giving me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But at the end of the day, if you were to take that away, if you were to take away the whole political BS jargon and get everybody in a room, almost everybody wants the same things.
Yeah. Pretty much.
They all want easier living.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They want to be a little more financially free. You know, they do want people intervening when things are getting crazy. I mean, there's just certain things that we all want. We all want the freedom of that we get to enjoy.
I think that people want the American dream back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't feel like we have it anymore, honestly.
I mean, in order to be semi-middle class, you know, they haven't redrawn the lines on the financial levels that requires anymore.
Yeah.
I'm
in the bottom of that barrel.
I feel like I'm at the bottom of that barrel. And I'm not doing terrible. Okay? Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. Not great, but not terrible. Yeah. And I think about other people even that work for me and how much money they make. And I'm like, man, like, thank God.
Yeah.
I've come to a point where I'm in a better financial situation. But in order to, my dad will tell you all the time. Like, he talks about it all the time. Especially when it comes to the economy, about, you know, how much his dad paid for his house and how he raised his whole family, five or six kids on a serviceman's wages. Yeah. You know, he's a military man and they didn't pay dick.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, it's just crazy. You know what I mean? He bought his home. He bought a car. He put food on the table. His wife did not work. That's the American dream, right? Yeah. The ability to actually have the nuclear family, to raise your family.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Livably.
Yeah.
Comfortably. Not living in the slums. Not living in a freaking rent. Like, you know, again, you haven't watched It's a Wonderful Life, but Old Man Potter's slums and living in those rent houses where...
I did watch part of it.
You should commit one time.
I tried.
It's hard. It's really old and it's different. It's from the 30s, but...
Everybody loved that dude, though.
But he didn't...
George Bailey, man. Everybody loved that dude.
He didn't think he was valuable, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm just saying... That's what's happened, right? People, you know, I've got a young kid, I don't even know how old he is actually, that works for me, that just now got an apartment. You know what I mean? He's not a young man. He's in his 20s, and he was working for me, living in a shed, and, like, didn't have heat, and, like, just bundled up with blankets and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, like, blown away by this.
I can't say yeah, like, I know what you're saying, but, like, yeah, that's...
It's unfair, right? Because he works hard. He shows up every single day. He does his job, and he works hard. But he's not able to provide himself anything beyond that. He finally got him an apartment, and it's, again, it's an apartment, but it's a little better than what he had. Yeah. But it's
Got running water.
It's got running water, buddy.
Yeah. It probably got a heater and an AC.
And an AC, yep.
What I mean?
I'm collecting free furniture for him because he can't afford it. But
I watched a guy outside of the Family Dollar on 34th in Georgia. You know what I'm talking about, that area, yeah. A guy out there up against the Family Dollar sign. And he had his little tent pushed up against there and had his shopping cart holding his tent down. And I watched him. He looked like he was doing pretty good with it, but, man, I don't know if I'm mentally strong enough that I wouldn't just go ahead and take care of that situation. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I would totally turn the switch off. I don't think I'm that strong.
Yeah.
And kudos to them. I mean, not kudos to them in a good way, because that's a terrible, tragic.
They shouldn't have to.
No, it's a terrible, tragic life to have to live. But, I mean, you want to look at some of the strongest, mentally strongest. Man, now they may not all mentally be there.
Yeah.
But mentally strong to be able to handle that.
Still living.
You know, and a lot of those people, what's really sad about this is a lot of those people are military.
Yeah.
They're ex-military and stuff like that. And that's another one that you can't really ruffle too many feathers on. You know what I mean?
Again, we're not that people. We're not those political folks, but it hurts your heart to think that there are men and women
who served
this country, fought for this country, for what you and I are able to do right here, now.
Right now. We're getting to do this because someone died for this.
Yeah. At some point, whether it had been recently or not. But you talk about the greatest generation, the World War II generation, lots of people died for that. Lots of people died for what you and I are being able to do right now, today. You know what I'm saying?
I also want to touch back on that someone had to die for. I want to go back to the first death that was for this.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, give thanks for that, because without that, I mean, me and you are living a doomed life.
That's for sure.
We can't. I mean, imagine being under the old law like that?
Where it was do good, get good, do bad, get bad.
Yeah.
I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Because
there's no way. I mean, especially in this time and age. Golly. Yeah, there's so much craziness out there.
I think recently I kind of described what Christ means to us, right? As far as like the eternal, about him being our advocate. He's like, you know, you could almost consider him like your attorney standing between you and a judge. You know what I mean? And it's described that way, I believe, in Hebrews. I can pull it up. But he says that he is our advocate, right? And he's pleading our case before God. You know what I'm saying? Like, and knowing what I know about Jesus and how patient he was, and how patient he is with us.
Yeah.
Even though I've done some terrible things and hurt people and hurt myself and said things that I should have never said, he's still standing there.
Yeah.
Telling God about how awesome I am.
Standing there strong too.
And blows my mind that, again, it goes back to that situation with the not being able to receive praise and compliments. You know what I'm saying? How it makes me uncomfortable. You said, I wish you could see the way I see you, right? It's the same with Jesus. Like, I wish I could see the way he sees me.
Yeah.
Because that's not the way I would describe myself.
It's not that way.
It's vastly different than what I believe that he would say about me, because just knowing the character of who Christ was and what he was willing to pay just to save me. You know what I mean? And I think that's where we need to really focus our attention as we go forward on this journey, is that this is a very personal thing.
Yeah.
This is a very personal relationship.
Yeah. It's amazing how easy it is to forget that too.
It really is.
I mean, it is. I mean, you look at everything that we do on a daily basis. I mean, I can't tell you how many times today that I probably wasn't. I can tell you there were several times today I wasn't very grateful.
Oh yeah,
mainly for purposes like my memory.
Well, you were cussing yourself out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was definitely pretty upset with myself, but
okay, let me ask you a quick question. I mean, we're going on that time frame where we're getting pretty close to being done with this little spill. If you had one thing that you could to say to somebody, I know you were going to write something down. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, because it sounds like it's really going to be something good.
If you had one thing that you could say to somebody that would jumpstart their relationship, what would it be?
This is... If I had to... It's not going to really necessarily be one thing.
Of course.
It's going to be kind of... One general topic.
Okay.
If I had to tell somebody something to kind of jumpstart their relationship and kind of kickstart their walk, what I would tell them is first and foremost, keep your eyes on the prize. Second, even if you stumble, fall, whatever you do, dust yourself up and get back up as quickly as possible and keep your eyes on the prize. It's very easy in this walk when you kind of lose focus for a couple of small events to just totally lose focus altogether.
Yeah.
And that, with that being the case, man, you don't want that, because you don't want to have to start back at point A. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you want to, I mean, small step, even if it's a half a step a day.
Yeah.
You're making progress. Just don't lose focus. Don't lose focus. That's the one thing. Try to do something for yourself too. Like, you know, when I say do something for yourself, when I say that, what I mean is try to do something for yourself, something that is good for you. Like it's totally, you're not giving yourself anything, but try to enjoy a little quiet time and give thanks. That's what I mean by do something for yourself, because man, you can't. Those are some of the, like I told you, my favorite time to pray is in the shower.
Yeah.
Because I'm always the only one home. You know what I mean? I hang my head. I get kind of very into it because, you know, that's really the only time I sit still. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a very active person.
That's really the only time I sit still. So it's really hard for me to, that's my quiet time, shower time.
Sure.
But take that time, reward yourself with quiet time and give thanks. I mean,
I think that, coming from a thankful heart is huge, man. I mean, just having thanks in your heart for even the smallest things, even the challenges, is huge. It will change your life.
Oh, yes.
If you can see it from a thankful perspective.
You should always give thanks for the trials and tribulations, because without those trials and tribulations, you would never understand how good you have it in the good times.
Yeah. You'll never
understand. You would never even know the difference.
You'd never understand what that fruit was all about.
No, if you had good times all the time, you would never know what a struggle was about.
Right.
So when you have a struggle, it's going to be totally catastrophic.
Right. I don't know if I could, you know, if I were trying to speak to somebody who was just curious and had, and maybe knew a little but hadn't been on the path before, you know, I want to go back to Scripture. I want to go back to Isaiah whenever, you know, Isaiah, I know Christ's coming has foretold multiple times in the Old Testament, and Isaiah is really probably the most often quoted, and it's the one that's, "By your stripes I am healed." That comes from Isaiah. There's a scripture, I'm going to butcher this, man, but I don't want to look it up. I want to speak it. I don't know the address.
That's all right.
I know it's Isaiah, and it literally says, "Do you not know? Yeah. Have you not heard? that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. Yeah. You know, he never grows weak or tired.
Yeah.
Even youths will fall in exhaustion, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength.
Yeah.
They will never, they will not grow weak or weary. Yeah. You know what I mean?
We touched
They'll
on
soar
this.
High on wings like eagles.
We touched on this in church a couple weeks ago, too.
Did we?
Yes. Do you not remember?
I don't remember.
What did he say? But have new life, like as youth or whatever, or let your youth be.
I hate when you can't remember.
Yeah.
It, right?
We touched on that though. A couple weeks ago in church, he was talking about this, giving thanks and giving praise. And
yeah,
even the, man, you know what's going to happen is we're going to quit this and it's going to be like, oh, man,
I remember.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
So when I go to that scripture, but it's way more than that, right? If I were to go to somebody and I would say, look, once you recognize that the creator of everything has a special interest in you alone,
yeah,
it will change your life.
Yeah.
I mean,
how can it not?
Do you realize how big that is?
How can it not change your life?
It'll definitely change your perspective. It'll make you get a little bit more emphatic and a little bit more fire in your butt to chase after it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Not going to be perfect.
If that doesn't just give you the ultimate will to change yourself or to start seeking, I mean, what is going to do it then? What's it going to take?
Sadly, it takes, most of the time, it takes the worst.
Yeah. Money, greed,
that
lust.
Or,
I mean,
you know, going through the most difficult of difficult. Or there ain't no atheist in a foxhole.
Yeah.
That's a real saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I heard a story years ago about, I don't know if you remember this, there was a massive tornado that hit Oklahoma City several years back. Gosh.
The one in Moore?
Maybe it was Moore, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, there was a story about an atheist teacher. Right, who was protecting her children. Thank God she was doing so, right? She was trying to protect her children, but she was praying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that a lot of times, the problem is they'll come out of that moment and they'll immediately go back to what they were. We talk about that coming out of church all the time. The pastor of the church will always say, look, you'll come in here, you'll receive this message, and then you'll walk out there and you'll leave it right here.
Yeah. Leave it sitting in the bench you were sitting in.
Right? You got to take it with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if we can just motivate a handful of people to surrender, to submit, to engage, man, we could change the world just from this conversation.
Absolutely. And with, I want to add something to that too. Don't get complacent.
Yeah. Gosh, it's so easy.
Yeah, keep trying to, I mean, as much as we have going on, I still feel like I'm catching myself being flat-footed, which is.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, dude, we talked about this, every day but Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Is spoken for, basically, for everything that we're doing. And I still feel like I'm catching myself flat-footed, like. What more? I mean,
What more am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I have to have some kind of time to be human, but I keep catching myself where I'm like, I can do more. I can do this. I can do that. I can.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's insane.
We all want a balance in life, right? Yeah. We all want this balance of, especially if you're a professional, you know, a business professional, you want. To be able to balance the work-life balance and all that kind of stuff. But, look, this thing is not about just life. This is about so much more. You know what I'm saying?
It's about eternity.
It's about eternity, and it's about a better life right now.
Yeah.
Right? Look, people read scripture and they think a better life right now means riches and glory and blah, 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 blah. Look, it doesn't mean it can't be that.
Yeah, but most of the time it's going to be the changes that you're making in your heart and your mind.
It's a peace which surpasses all understanding, right? It's an ability to face a struggle and go, I know we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
I know we got this. It's a quiet confidence, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I know that this is difficult. I know that it's ugly, but I'm going to get past it.
We're still going to be,
And we're going to be prettier on the other side instead of uglier. You know what I mean? I'm going to have some scars, but chicks dig scars.
Yeah. Battle wounds, man. I like battle wounds.
I do too, because I earned every one of them.
Yeah.
Some of them were self-inflicted.
Yeah, most of my scars are emotional damage.
Emotional damage.
Emotional damage. Yeah, that's most of mine. I'm that dude.
Me too.
I beat myself up a lot. Of course, I have scars, but they're not like the scars that are on the inside. The scars on the inside are the ones that are.
The scars on the heart and the scars that are unseen are way more painful. That came from a way more painful thing than a physical pain.
Yeah.
So, well.
That being said, thank you guys for listening to us.
Yes, sir.
I'm Jason.
I'm John.
And we will hope to see or hear from you next week. I hope you listen to us.
If you choose to listen to us, go ahead and lovingly reply or question. Yeah.
Hit the Q&A, and we'll keep in touch with you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.